You are listening to Type Radio. My name is Anders.
My name is Serge.
They're the people from Node.
And now we're talking.
Hi. This is Sweet 16. Presented by Type Radio. Now we're talking.
But let me ask you all, man, because you also were Donald. You were also at the Red Belt.
Yeah, well,
back then when you were at college, is it similar way of working? Was it like that also?
Well, no. I mean, we had teachers who would not show up before 11 o'clock while the school started at 9. I mean, this was 1980. So it was like a bit of an anarchistic sort of feel around the whole academy. Mm. And so you didn't have to show up, you know, didn't have to finish stuff, you know. It's really like you picked the school for what you needed, in a way. Mm-hmm. You felt like doing a project and you found the teachers that were sort of best to suit that project. Mm-hmm.
So. And also, like, I have the feeling the last years the school became really attractive to the students because all the known or lots of known graphic designers are teaching there, like young, good graphic designers. So that's why everybody wants to go there. Mm-hmm. Like Linda van Deursen, Jet Set, Joep van Bennekom, and
Levis and van Deursen.
Yeah. Gerard Unger just left, as you know.
Mm. Oma Gerard. Uncle okay. Gerard, we call him. How would you define your graphic style?
I would prefer not to, actually.
Okay, that was the end of that. Goodbye. Yeah,
but I think it's an important thing about style that, I mean, it's something that just happens out of the work, but we generally try to avoid style a bit, I would say. Then, of course, that also, you end up, like, people then seeing a style in what you do, but we try to sort of have the form come a bit out of the ideas that we have, and yeah.
I also would say that all the work and all the projects we did, they all look quite different. Like, if you talk about style, mm-hmm. It looks, and this is always because when we have a new project, we just approach it in a very different way. Mm-hmm. So if you put some posters on the wall, you would maybe not recognize them, like, because they all look really different. Mm-hmm.
We also saw on your website you had made these posters on the typographic sound posters. Yeah. What was this project?
Oh yeah, that was a really nice project. It's an organization called New Music in Oslo, which is part of the International Society for Contemporary Music. They have some young people who are running that organization now that are very... They are very interesting people, and they also asked us to do a project about sound that was purely visual, and we were supposed to do it in public space. So what we ended up doing was we were working together with Felix Weigand in Amsterdam, and we developed a sound alphabet that is basically letters that we made that are playing with visual references to sound, and we used that alphabet in several ways for New Music. We were doing this no sound project where we were putting up these letters in parks around in Oslo. We also did it here in Berlin and in Amsterdam, where we were just writing sounds, so someone walking through the park would then be able to read sounds on different elements in the park, and that also somehow showing the structure of the park. You know, the benches have one kind of words, and the light poles another, and trees and so forth. So that was a really nice project to work on, and out of it came a lot of different things. Like, we made this poster, and we made.
It was also used for this corporate design for this Happy Days Sound Festival, which they organize every year. Mm. And then it was used for all the means, so like cards and flyers and newspaper posters.
Yeah. Because we're graphic designers, so it's like it's in a way when New Music asked us to do this project, do something purely visual about sound in public space, then it's like, yeah, that's nice, but we also wanted it to have some kind of purpose or something that it could have some value that extended beyond that one project. So yeah, that's it's kind of a nice project because it really is balancing between something autonomous and something applied.
Did you ever take the project the other way around, where you translated your then the visual back into sound? Did you have that?
No, but we did a project called All Sound, which was we were running we were driving a bus that was just with no visuals, but just playing a lot of sound. Like we were having a huge stereo on the roof and playing contemporary music around downtown in Oslo, which was also something we did together with Jean Sebastian Edis from Atypik. It was then purely a communication thing, so it was nothing visual about it, but it's, you know, kind of a communication idea, how to communicate this contemporary music to the masses.
So, with your music choice, make the logo bigger.
Yes, it's
why?
Well, it's a song which a friend of us just sent us, like from Amsterdam 2 weeks ago, and we thought it's quite funny. And it's also, we thought it would fit quite well because we were both having some trials in advertising. We were working in advertisement agencies before. At least I was doing an internship there. Anders was working.
Yeah, I was like working in an agency in Oslo for a couple of years, and well, actually I studied first in a school in Norway to become art director, and worked as an art director a couple of years, and then after a couple of years I found out I can't do this anymore, and then I quit and I started studying at the Rietveld Academy. So it was kind of a nice experience because you go from sort of being in a work situation where you do these things and you get into those routines, and then you start in a school again and you just have to break down a lot of things what you have been getting used to. And, you know, for instance, I had been always working with the computer, and then the first year just, you know, working with atoms all the time. It's a really nice experience.
Working with what, sorry?
With atoms, like not electronic stuff, but real things.
And is that why also we saw on your website that you've made all these things? Is it you that made everything out of paper?
All yes.
The yeah.
Do you mean
the CDs and the pencils and the paper? Yeah.
The milk carton.
We thought it was a nice way of just, you know, presenting our work in a very clean environment, and then adding some noise to it with this. You know, we have this. Cigarettes and coffee that is spilled, and you know, these kind of things that you usually find on a desk.
Yeah, and about the song, we don't know much about the band, but we hope for an album coming out. I don't know.
Yeah, it says the name of the artist is Burnback.
Burnback, yeah.
And the album is, wait a second, let me check. It's Portfolio Night 5.
Yeah, I was reading on the web that it was made for Portfolio Night, which is, I think, is some kind of presentation of work, but I'm not sure exactly what it is.
So did you have a few clients that kept telling you make the logo bigger?
It happens quite often.
Does it still happen?
Yeah, it does. But luckily now it's you know, it's a completely different thing when you work with clients or things that you where you sort of feel connected to the things that you work with. At least for the clients that we do and the jobs that we do now, we try to always work with people who sort of appreciate the effort that we put into it, and it goes both ways, I think. So it's always a kind of a dialogue now, and I don't know, the problem if you work with advertising is that in the end it's like sometimes you have a kind of system, if it's the clients or other people in the agency, or there's always someone dictating you a bit what to do.
You're not working that long, and you're well known in a relatively short time.
Really?
You made it, like, within 4 years, you made it to Type Radio. I mean, that should account for something.
Yeah, how did this happen?
What do you think that is? Could you explain that for yourself?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's actually a bit surprising for us, too. I think, basically, it's just something. It's something that actually happened now, in the last half year or something. When we put out this new website, and it was becoming suddenly a lot of people visiting our website, so that of course has been helping in sort of showing what we have been doing. But it's the thing is we have sort of been working steadily doing one kind of thing, something that we believe in, for now 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And so we had some work that we sort of can stand for, and it's probably showing a certain way of I don't know, that there's some kind of body to that work. And I think that's probably, if you just, you know, do something strong and you do something that you believe in, then that becomes noticed somehow. But I'm still not sure how many people know about our work, actually. Okay.
Well, as of today, doors will open.
Millions and millions.
I think I see the crowd.
You belong to the masses now.
Great.
I forgot what I wanted to ask.
Do you live up to your parents' expectations?
I don't know.
Yes, maybe. Yeah. So I'm, at least me, I'm coming from this art background, and my father is a teacher, so like art, he's teaching at art academy, but yeah, he never let me become an artist anyway. It was just like, so I think the graphic design was more the safe thing, at least for him.
Yeah, also it's, you know, it's they can have very high expectations sometimes, but I think that at least there was something interesting that my father once told me, that said, well, Anders, you're living now the life that I wanted to live when I was graduating, because he's an architect, and he then wanted to live and work sort of internationally, but that was simply not possible then. And now, you know, it's because of the internet and because of cheap airlines, and there's the EU that sort of makes it possible for us to do this. And if these things weren't there, yeah, we couldn't do work the way that we do now.
Mm. Yeah, but also, yeah, I think like these different nationalities, it's helping us a lot. Like this, as Anders said, like cheap flights and going around, having networks in different countries, and it just makes it easy. But we also have to stay really flexible. It's not like, yeah, we just have to be open to go next week to another place. It's also really important.
Excuse me. Sasha Lobo, we'll be talking to him later, and he said he wrote a book about the digital bohemians, which makes, due to the internet and the laptops, the things, you can move around, you don't have to work for a company anymore. Mm. Do you consider yourself to be digital bohemians?
Never heard the expression before, but I mean, I can sort of understand what he means by that, and well, it's maybe to some extent, but of course we also work a lot, and I guess the digital revolution also makes you work all the time in a way, because you always have that laptop and you can always, you know,
it's always possible.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the other hand, like we know some people who are really just, they, for example, they don't have an office, they work like an office, but they just work in cafes and bars and move around all the time. And we thought from the beginning it's important like to have one place where we can, like a studio space, where we can sit and talk and work together, and like have a more like, closed environment. This was like clear from the beginning.
Which is not really bohemian.
No.
But I can imagine the attitude sort of appeals to you.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. How many illegal fonts do you have?
Thousands, I think.
Wow. We've never met such honesty.
Well, I think there's an email from Font Shop coming in. Lock the doors.
Yeah, we're not using them. Just for inspiration.
It's a collection.
Yes. Yeah, no, but we always try to, you know, buy the licenses for the fonts that we use for projects.
Yeah. Definitely.
What's the last font you bought? Go on, lie.
Super Studio from Line 2.
Okay. So, goodbye.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, so it was a pleasure.
Good luck with your studio career and design work. And
Thanks
a lot.
We'll talk. Well, regularly people come back in 4 years, so we'll check up on you and see how where you are there.
That's a good idea.
And Vladimir, if you're listening, it's a shame we didn't meet you this time, but I'm sure next time in 4 years, you'll be the one here.
Sure.
The other two have to work.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. This is Type Radio. Now we're talking.